I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that would feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water, or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Woo!
How you doing?
Good.
Locked in?
You bet your sweet ass I'm locked in.
This is a high episode, so we're going to try and be really good at staying on topic. I feel like every time we do it, we're like, and then what were we talking about?
Sober or not, I'm not on topic.
Sure.
I can't be held responsible for that.
No, I get that. That makes sense to me.
So, anyways, I feel like there's nothing new to report because we filmed on Monday.
Oh, yeah, and today
is Thursday. We are a mere few days away. Right.
Yeah, I don't think I've... Well, I did. I tried Pilates for the first time today. I really liked it.
Oh, yeah.
That's something new I did.
And?
I loved it. Fun.
Keep up the great work.
Woohoo! A fun fact about me is that my ex used to do Pilates, so I've done it before, but without the reformer. Mm-hmm. So I've just done like the motions.
The movement.
Yeah, where you like lay on the ground and do a bunch of stuff, which we did some of that today.
Yeah.
And I forgot until we were a little bit into the class that I was like, oh fuck, I forgot that you have to be like squeezing your core the whole time.
Yeah.
Because that's what helps you stabilize the reformer.
Yeah.
And then I remembered that's why it builds core. Hard. Yeah. I did get a crazy fucking hip cramp at the end when we were stretching. And I was so glad that I picked a reformer on the end where no one was on my right. Like there was one on my left. But it was my right hip, so thankfully it wasn't by her. But I told mommy I wanted to be like, like keel off the side of the reformer.
Yeah, for real.
And being all loud, the little carriage thing slamming because I'm falling off.
For real.
But I didn't. I kept my cool. And I didn't even limp to my car. I got in my car and then I was all, but I was in a lot of pain. A world of pain, if you will.
Short-term pain, long-term gain.
That's what they say. So I'm thinking if I'm cramping like that I should be in a fucking class like that to exercise those parts of my body for sure.
Oh yeah, Pilates is fucking awesome. Yeah,
so but anyways,
I want to try it. I shall try it.
Did
soon.
It today. I really enjoyed it.
That's nice.
And I had a protein shake before this. My tummy hurts, team. I won't lie to you. I'm hoping that the power of in this here plug and play pen will alleviate all of that, because usually when I'm in pain, any pain really, this takes it away. So.
Don't I know it?
Fingers, mental and physical pain.
Mental, physical, spiritual. It heals all. It heals all, really.
Hey, by the time you guys see this, though, Drew will have been Caleb's guest at his San Diego show.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm sure a bunch of you freaks are going to be there, and I'm sure we have a blast.
How was it? Was it hilarious?
Tell me.
Yeah. Ah, you're too kind.
But I think it went well. I'm sure it's going to go fine. I'm excited. We haven't seen him in so long. We haven't seen him since his birthday.
Yeah, January.
Yeah.
End of January.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like I'm being haunted by him personally.
I could see that a little bit. Yeah.
Like we talk almost every day.
Sure.
And he's all over my FYP.
He is all over my FYP, for real.
So I feel like I've seen enough of him, personally.
I feel that. That makes sense. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm excited, too. I'm sure it's going to be a hoot. I'm sure we're going to be hooting and hollering all night long, which I'm excited about. What else is new?
We're going to Coachella by the time you guys see this.
Yes,
we're going to leave in a couple days after this comes out.
Yes, and... did we make it?
I have to mentally prepare.
We shall find out.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm preparing for Love Island.
To enter the villa.
Yeah, we're going into the villa. A brand new
hottie enters the villa.
I think it's going to be a blast. I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
We're taking a really good group and we're going the same way we went before. So now we know.
Period.
Who are you excited to see? We've been talking about Lady Gaga. I'm very excited to see her.
Senor Gaga, obviously.
Yeah, I've never seen her, which I'm very excited about.
Oh my God, I know.
Who else am I excited?
I am fired.
Meg Thee Stallion, Glorilla.
Big X the Plug.
Oh, and Mustard. I'm very excited to see Mustard.
I've seen DJ Mustard. He's fucking awesome.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I saw him in Vegas the first day I was in there when I turned 21.
Oh, shit.
I went to that pool party and he was DJing there.
Excited for Missy Elliott.
And it was fucking awesome. I have a video of myself dancing to Cut It, I think, by Young Dolph.
Really?
Yeah, in the pool.
Is Mustard on that song?
Yeah, he's like a producer of it.
Yeah, I know.
Or it's one of a song like that in that era. That's when I had my choker on in the pool. He has a
song with Migos. Is it Pure Water or Water? Is that?
Yeah.
Is it Pure Water?
Pure Water, I
think.
That's
a good one. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, that little beat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fucking awesome.
I'm excited for Missy Elliott. And then I'm excited. Who's the other one I was just thinking of? And I left my little brain. T-Pain. That's going to be crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be sick.
It's going to be crazy.
I think the whole thing is going to be awesome.
I think so, too.
It's. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
What else is new?
You filmed your show.
I did.
We've had a few days off.
Thankfully.
It doesn't really feel like it, but we have.
I know. It doesn't. It sure does not. I had a meeting today about my future project, and I was very excited about it.
That's going to be really exciting. I wish you guys knew what it was.
It's coming together quite well, I'd say.
I've had two meetings this week about something really exciting that I might be launching in June that I'm very excited about.
That's also very exciting. Yeah,
new project alert.
Always working, you know? Oh my gosh, there was something I really wanted to talk about, and it's like it literally left my brain.
One of my favorite trends on TikTok right now that we've been sending is to each other is they're like, I used to play this song. It's like Roar by Katy Perry. And like,
when I looked like this.
That one makes me laugh.
Oh, no. The one where like, they say, I would imagine something.
Yeah, so it's like Demons by fucking Imagine Dragons. And they're like, I pretend Hiccup from How to Train Your Dragon was singing this to me as I was helping him prepare for war.
Or I was like, we were riding on the back of
Toothless. Yeah, like that trend makes me laugh so hard, you guys. I used to
listen to this and pretend. Yeah, know?
Like what was the song?
The one about Shadow or whatever, Knuckles, the hedgehog.
That one was Shadow, yeah.
Shadow.
No, because Knuckles is red. What was the one?
My fucking bad.
Don't misgender them again. What was the one that I was thinking of?
Sorry, I racially profiled Sonic. I didn't mean to.
What song is it? She said that her and the guy in the song, she would pretend that they were singing to each other, and he's at the front of the bus and she's at the back, and she's climbing over the seats like trying to get to him, and she would pretend they were singing that song to each other. I can't remember, but it was really
like
funny.
Who the character was. I don't remember that one.
I don't remember the song either. I feel like I can hear it in my head, but I don't want to sing right now because I'm high, so I can't remember. What are you drinking?
What
are you drinking? It's pink.
Oh, I'm drinking a fruit punch ice. That's what I'm drinking.
With a comically large straw yet again.
Pissed That's off, all I have.
Pissed off again.
This cup and straw combo. I would say is the equivalent to wearing like bathing suit bottoms when you need to do laundry.
Sure. Okay. I get that.
That's kind of the vibes I'm serving because I have to do dishes and I didn't have time to do them before you got here.
I
get that.
Yeah. Like if I run out of forks, then I'm like using all the spoons. I run out of spoons and I'm like, oh my God, I need to do dishes.
And then sometimes I'll buy plastic ones.
then wash the dishes?
No, I'm saying for the house, yeah, for that one night, so I can at least eat my food, yeah, and then I will wash the dishes.
I feel that, yeah.
I'm saying like in moments of desperation.
Yeah,
because I, or know I need I'll to just eat. Rummage through all the dishes, find a spoon,
and then
wash it, use it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like in all that time I spent rummaging, I could have washed the dishes.
Yeah. Like I ran out of paper towels the other day and I was out for like 2 weeks because I was like, I don't need paper towels. And I do need them when I'm cooking or eating and stuff. And
I can't believe you said I don't need paper towels. I always need paper towels in my house. I
was not doing well. And then the thought of going to the store was like so stressful to me.
Yeah.
So then I was using all of the fast food napkins that I have like lying around in different drawers in my house.
I mean, you're not being wasteful.
Yes.
Well, you are, but not really.
They're getting used. It took me forever. Right, and then finally I couldn't take it anymore. I was like, I have to.
Yeah, I get that.
It's like when you run out of toilet paper, you use paper towels. You're like, I gotta go get toilet paper. This is bad.
I haven't done that. Oh. Only because I live in fear of clogging the toilet.
I don't do it for more than one day. I'll use it for like one time for the toilet.
It's just so rough, too. It's just not worth it.
No, I get that. Well, that's why you also have a bidet. So,
but when I started, yeah, I mean, there you go. When I started buying wipes for the house, I had never really done that before.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow.
Like ass wipes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're for the bathroom. They're
a game changer. Before I grew up and you started using a bidet, they were everything to me, wipes.
Well, and I've seen many doctors say that that's unnecessary and not. So I don't use them all the time, but I just think they're like nice to have.
Especially when I'm on my period and I'm pooping, I need a wipe.
Yeah.
Gotta get in there.
Sometimes.
The one reason I like
didn't sometimes you need a thicker pair of gloves, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One time. I use a makeup wipe instead. The reason I didn't like wipes for a really long time is I didn't like that my butt would be wet after I used it.
Me too.
So then remember I told you, then you use a little bit of toilet paper to just dry it.
And I've done that
it's
too.
It's so nice.
That is how I use a wipe.
I use my bidet, then I wipe with a little square of teepee.
teepee. What the fuck were we even talking about?
I don't know. That's why I hate doing these. These are not my favorite episodes to do, team, because I don't remember what we're doing or what we're saying.
I love them.
Well, we do know.
I'm loving them, personally.
Have you been reading at all? Maybe you can share a little anecdote from that.
Yes.
That sounded so sarcastic and rude, and it wasn't. I was being serious. Sorry, guys. Just want to clarify.
Even if you weren't, I'm going to talk regardless. Even if it wasn't genuine, I'd still take it as serious.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah, let's get into it. I'm getting mad all over again. The other day I was talking about it on my Instagram story, but just for those who are catching up on book club updates, I switched over to the Flesh and Fire series because Blood and Ash was pissing me off because it was getting too confusing, and then it started getting boring. So I paused her, moved on. Now, this new one I have been enjoying. Yes, I will give you that. Is it eerily similar to the other one in a lot of ways? Yes. But, like, this storyline was flowing better for me. And there were a couple twists that got me. So I was like, you know what? I'm locked in. Now, was it insane and at times just unbelievable? Yes. But I was like genuinely thoroughly enjoying myself. I was entertained. Then I get to the last book. I did not think I was gonna get to the last book, and there's four of them. Got to the last book. I'm reading the last book. I'm like, period, period, period. Then there starts being sent, and this is your warning for a spoiler if you want to read it still. Shit starts happening, and I start going, there's no fucking way, there's no way. Like chapter two, they start dropping little hints at something. And I'm like, there's no fucking way. Based off the whole story, there's no way. Then I get to like 65% of the book. Turns out there's a way. What they ended up doing, they introduced a fucking pregnancy trope.
Yes. You did tell me this.
This bitch finds out she's pregnant. Now, in chapter like fucking two, they go, it starts with this. Oh, I felt so nauseous.
Yeah.
And then, like, in chapter eight, it's like, oh, I had to throw up again in the morning. And every time it happened, I was like, there's no fucking way, bro. There's no fucking way. How on earth? Anyways. And then, when they introduce the trope, it is quite literally, like, all four fucking books have been leading up to this battle, this one specific battle. There's many in between.
Okay.
But there's one huge one coming. And clearly, it's the last book. So it's obviously going to happen towards the end of this book. Mind you, once again, I'm 65% of the way through.
Okay.
And they're gearing up for this battle. They are literally arming their armies, their training, they're fucking beefing up ally ships with other people. They're like locking in together. Mm-hmm. Couples never been stronger. It's like the two of us together, we're gonna conquer this, whatever. This fucking bitch. She goes to some great battle, whatever the fuck, and gets kind of hurt, and like obviously they're like fey and fucking magical, so they like
gets like kind of hurt or something.
She gets fucking stabbed, whatever. And then they like, I don't even fucking remember because I'm so blind with rage, right? Mm-hmm. And then she, normally they heal really fast, and they're vampires too. So like when they drink blood, they heal faster. But they drink each other's blood because it's like partner shit. And she's not healing. Like she's still bruised, like even like a week later. And then her man keeps going like, we should see the healer, like blah, blah, blah. She's like, no. And they're like, something may be happening. Like, it may be this. It may be that. Like, these other thread lines that you've been following the whole time. You're like, okay, maybe. And I was like, this better not be the fucking time. Because she just had a meeting with all the head honchos. And she was like, are we doing this or not? And then a couple of them bail out. And they're like, yeah, together. She leaves that fucking meeting, bro.
I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that will feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
She goes to the bathroom. I feel sick. And then she remembers one of her besties. She's like, wait a second. So-and-so's from this court. That's like the god, like fertility shit. Basically, she's a fucking doula. And she like helps deliver babies. She delivers them all the fucking time. She just now thinks of this. Tells her bestie. She goes to her bestie. She's like, I need your help with something. I think I might be fucking pregnant. What the fuck? Like literally, she left the fucking meeting where they're like, general, like to her, they're literally like, we've never had a queen before. And then they're like, this is my queen. Like she's earning the respect of her equals fucking finally. Mm-hmm. Walks out of that meeting, gets diagnosed. I say diagnosed like it's an illness. She receives
the terrible news.
She finds out she's pregnant, not just pregnant, fucking twins, dog. Twins! And then They tell her that she cannot fight.
Well, yeah.
Because not only does she have one baby, she has two. And because they're fucking magical and shit, and she's like the most powerful one, like, or one of the most powerful gods, whatever the fuck she is, I forget. And they're like, basically these babies are siphoning off your power. So if you get even just fucking nicked, you'll die. Right? Like, and these kids will die too. Because she's so fucking hard-headed. That's like her whole thing. She's like, I'm going to fight regardless. You can't keep me.
Every book I've ever
read. Yes! And so she's like, I'm not going to listen. And then they tell her that shit. And she's like, oh my God, I love them so much. I can't harm them. This bitch is getting sidelined, bro. For the fucking fight.
Well, yeah.
Oh my. I have never been so disgusted in my life with a twist. I was like, and it wasn't even a twist. I was just praying I wasn't right.
Is Brittany reading these ones too?
No, I told her not to. But I told her, I said, honestly, this one was way better than the other one, in my opinion. All of those who told me that was the case, you're right. But there are so many similarities, like between the men, the women, their tropes. They're like,
this is the same book four times.
Yes, it's essentially. But then like everyone, when I was bitching about it on my stories, everybody who does like the series was like, you have to keep reading. It's like a whole thing. I already predicted the whole fucking thing. I haven't been wrong once about what I predicted would happen, well, which I just didn't care.
You didn't predict the pregnancy. So that's
no,
not
I did.
Right.
I told you I wasn't even shocked by the twist. I was just praying I wasn't right.
Oh, I see.
Like I was like, no, please don't do that. Please don't do that. And then now she's fucking benched, bro. And I'm pissed off about it. But then I told her too, like, I was like, this one was exactly the same. But then people were telling me too that it's because they're related. It's like a prequel. So those two other people are or one of the people in those in that relationship in the other series I was reading first is a descendant of the two of them.
Okay.
Basically, I'm annoyed. I'm mad at my Kindle right now. Her and I are mad at each other.
She's in timeout.
Yeah, she's in timeout. I put her in timeout.
I get that.
But that's my update, my book club update. I'm so annoyed. I might just look up what happens because I just don't know. I don't want to sit there and fucking read it.
Are you going to switch to the book that Brittany sent?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no. It's the book I sent her and she already finished it. And she told me, she was sending me updates.
Okay.
A bunch of updates on it. But she like finished it now.
Okay.
And she was telling me, she said it's good, but like I'm thoroughly entertained. And yeah, I want to fuck the guy. Like it's so like, it's she good. Had fun.
What
it's
book like, is it?
That one's called, damn, I always fucking forget.
She had like a mafia or like Peaky Blinders one I thought she sent us. Or maybe I just heard it on her podcast.
Yeah, no, she sent me a Peaky Blinders one. And okay. She sent me a Bridgerton one.
Okay.
She did read Quicksilver though too. And she loved that one. And I was like, I fucking told you, dog. It is so good.
That's funny.
Hold on. I'm going to type in Viking fantasy books.
It was a Viking one. I remember.
A Fate Inked in Blood. That's what it's called.
Oh, okay. It's always something.
And it's like, stupid. I honestly told her, I was like, Vikings, dog? That's that type of white culture shit. I said, get back to that.
Yeah, I agree.
Y'all were murdering with that one. Mm-hmm. Like, literally and figuratively, I would say. Yeah. You guys, they were so tea. The Vikings were so tea.
Mm-hmm.
When I played that video game, I was like, you guys made the wrong kind of clans. Like, they used to be called clans.
Okay.
They devolved into something
horrible,
heinous, evil, and awful. Go back to that one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Vikings, they were beefing with other white people. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all should get back to that shit. I think that's such, like, culture. Yeah, go back.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Those are your ancestors.
Yeah, so, and then she sent me too, after she finished it, she was like, oh, by the way, this is tea. And it was, because we talk about listening to ambiance when we go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
She sent me one that's like a Viking one. It's like the Longhouse. That's what it's called. Firecrackling Longhouse Viking. Some shit like that.
It's just swords clinging in the background and it's people like, slamming beer mugs down.
No, dead ass. I think she would have thrived in that time too.
Yeah.
No, I think, she would have killed. And also like Viking dudes were like big dudes too. Get back to it. Oh, devolved into just the worst. What else were we talking about?
Oh, I wanted to talk about my massage that I got the other day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I got a massage with my cousins for my cousin Mayo's birthday. My mom came with us and I sat, me and my mom shared a room together. Like we did a couple's massage together. And at the end, I sat up and looked at my mom. She's like, what'd you think? I'm all, I think that that woman was trying to kill me.
Yeah.
I don't think she wanted me to leave this table alive. She wanted my dead body to stay here.
She said, two men enter, one man leaves.
Like, I don't think she ever used her hands. I think she only used her elbows. Like my like whole crazy. Like traps.
I
like,
can't prove it, but.
No, I can. Because
if I had to guess.
I felt the pointy of her elbow in my fucking back.
I know, I'm just saying you didn't witness it.
Yeah. There was just so many things that happened that were so funny. Like the sheets were really thin and then she like tucked it into my chonies. Like I wanted to laugh.
Oh, no dignity in it is there. Oh, it's so tragic. It's
really funny.
It's terrible.
And then she was just going like on my back over and over again. I was like going and like there were two times where she stopped and asked me if she needed to be softer or like if I was okay. And I was like, I'm fine.
Well, and then like you're saying this and you weren't fine, so why didn't you say anything?
I thought it would be
more. Did you say, what have you said? I have a question. Are you mad at me or something?
Did I hurt you in a past life?
Are you like, did I do something to offend you in any way?
Is it the way I was laying when you came in, it pissed you off?
Is there something that you want to hash out with me, maybe verbally?
Oh, yeah, can I speak to you in the hallway?
Can I have the room, please? What's wrong with you?
Why are you so mad at me?
Hey, why are you doing this to me?
Dude, I thought I was going to die. I was like, I told them when they're going over my back, I'm going.
That's what I'm saying. I'm
dying, bro.
That's terrible.
That was horrible.
Ugh.
And I had gotten like cupping done like 3 or 4 days before that. But when I left my massage, all the bruises on my back, gone. That bitch beat them
worked them out. No need.
She ripped him off my back like Maggie and the Ferocious Beast when they took his spots. That's what she's doing to my fucking back.
She took that fucking rolling pin and she was like, I'm gonna work this shit out for you. Don't you worry about it.
Ow.
Spots be gone.
Oh my gosh. One of your guests yesterday, he said, okay, yeah, but you hurt my feelings. It made me laugh so hard because that's me all the time.
He was talking about getting hit on and he's like, why is negging the thing?
I told you, and that's how I know I'm a lesbian, but even then some of you lesbians try to neg me and I don't fall for it,
which is what men do, by the way.
I'm saying, when I watch men do it, I'm like, that's not appealing to me at all.
No,
give
men,
me an example. Like is there like covert negging? Because I could see how I would let that go over my beautiful head, because that's something I would just not even notice.
Yeah, it would be like if he saw your phone and he saw that you had, like, I don't know. Let's just say you had, like, the ESPN app and he saw it.
Okay.
And he was like, what do you know about ESPN?
Oh. Shit. You guys, people nag me all the time.
Yeah, I know, Dason. I've told you that.
People nag me all the time.
What the fuck? I've literally told you
that. I thought it was like, that jacket looks stupid on you. I thought it was
that's
like,
that's an outright
that.
Insult. That's a little
you guys,
that's that's meant to be interpreted as a flagrant insult because it is one. Is there a covert way of doing it? Yes, there is.
That's what it is. It is covert. I saw something that said, of course love bombing is going to work on me. I think I deserve all of those things. Me. So I'm like, of course you're going to do that to me. Negging, I would be like, what do you mean? I watch basketball. I would be like very literal about
it. Yeah, I know. And then like, to that they're like, no you don't, what do you watch? And then you go, oh, do you? That's negging.
Do you?
Yeah. And you see how, like, especially when men do it, they're like, when women do it, I think it's interpreted as like teasing.
Yeah.
Some people interpret men as teasing too, just in general, like it's interpreted as teasing. It's not.
Okay.
Because it has to do with your interests. So if like he saw something and wanted to know if you were interested, he could say, oh, I see you like ESPN. What do you like on ESPN? See how easy it is to ask a fucking question? It's not. It's insulting you first and then making you prove that you do, in fact, like the thing that he is like attacking you about, essentially. Okay. So it's like, it's what it is like a psychological tactic to get you to prove yourself to me. Mm-hmm. Prove it. Prove that you're cool.
Oh,
prove
then,
that you
yeah,
like.
Yeah, people have done that too.
Yeah, I know, Dason. I've told you that. In fact, I tell everyone that.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel like Whoopi Goldberg and Ghost. Like, I can hear the ghosts, which is overwhelming me because I'm still alive, so I can also hear humans.
Okay.
So I feel like sometimes when I'm helping people understand stuff like that, I feel like Whoopi Goldberg. Like, the only reason is because I've already can hear the ghosts.
Sure.
But trust me, I can
hear
them.
What if they're genuinely teasing you, though?
A genuine tease doesn't have to do with insulting something that you're interested in. Does that make sense?
Okay, yes.
So, like, if a genuine tease about you liking women's basketball would be, like, I'm trying to think. Because I can only think in terms of mean. Because I would never fucking do that. Like, yeah. I would never. If you told me something that you liked, I would never make fun of you for liking it.
Okay, so if I'm like, oh, I.
Or here's one.
Okay.
Here's a genuine tease. Billy likes football, right? And, so, like, to an extent. He doesn't love it. He's just, like, he keeps up to date, whatever, knows a lot about it, whatever. When he does fantasy football, and I tell Josh, that's the straightest thing about him, is he's really good at it, and he enjoys playing. He doesn't play every year and hasn't played in a while, but, like, when he does, he's really fucking good. That's the straightest part of his brain. That's me teasing him about an interest that he has, because it's not making fun of what he likes, and it's not making fun of him for liking it. It's just like he likes this and he's good at it, and isn't it funny because straight men also, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sure. The joke is that everything about him would not internally give straight.
Okay.
But that lines up with what he looks like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like a lot of things about him feel very straight to me.
That is an example of like a genuine, good-hearted, well-intentioned tease about an interest of my partner. But when you tell me you like women's basketball and I'm like, you just like watching because you want to fuck everyone, that's just negging.
Well, yeah.
That's mean. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, no, I don't. And they're like, you do. Tell me you don't want to do that. You don't. Mm-hmm. That's negging. Mm-hmm. And so like, and you'll notice too, the people who do that, they do it all the time. It's not like a one-off thing. Sure. It's and the part that like I was talking about with my guests is the fact that that's the opener. Why?
Yeah.
What happened to hi, hello? Like what happened to like, and that's why I think about sometimes when Caleb was on my show the first time ever and he said like, it's crazy because straight women are honestly for men, like straight men and straight women, like they are very easy to talk to. Women in general are very easy to talk mm-hmm. to because he's like, all you have to have is like an interest or a hobby.
I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that would feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ask her a question and listen to the answer. It's really that fucking simple. It's not nearly as complicated. And it translates across all attractions, I think. Like, sure. All sexualities. It's like, what happened to hi, hello, how are you? What happened to, like, what do you like? Oh, that's cool. I like this. You know what I'm saying? It's mm-hmm. like, it's almost to me, like, negging is like forced banter.
You yeah, know what I'm saying? I agree.
If we're going to banter, let us. Don't force it. Mm-hmm. What are you trying to start shit with me so we can debate and you think that's flirting? Ick.
Yeah, I feel that.
Because then it feels like you're not interesting enough to ask a question or answer one.
Well, and like hold a conversation. Like,
yeah, like you're not interesting enough or capable of having a normal human conversation. Like mm-hmm. if you were doing an interview, would you neg your fucking interviewer? Yeah. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just find that so fucking weird. Mm-hmm. I've never... Before I even knew the terminology for it, the first place I ever saw that terminology was actually the movie The Kingsman.
Kingsman Secret Service?
The first Kingsman movie. Do you remember
Manners
that part?
Manners maketh man? Of course I remember.
Remember the part where they let them get all dolled up and go out and they go to the bar and they have like a job? This is when they're in the little school and they're like training to be a Kingsman. And then they're like, you all have a target. And it was like they sent them into this club and the thing was to put something in the champagne. Mm-hmm. And then it's like from a guy and one of the like hot girl that's like, what's his fucking name? Eggsy. That's his girl. Mm-hmm. Eventually she's like talking to the guy and then she's like, negging, really? That's when they put you down on purpose so you feel like you have to prove yourself to them. She says some shit like that. And that was the first time I'd ever seen a term for it. Mm-hmm. I know what the fuck it is. I just didn't have a word for it.
Sure.
Because in college, that's like all they do is mm-hmm. neg you. And then I take that very literally. Like when they neg me, I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, or ask me the same ESPN question. Say like, I see you have ESPN. You like ESPN. What do you watch on there?
You like ESPN. What do you watch on there?
No, wait, no. Ask me. The first one first. Sorry. I'm high.
I see you have the ESPN app. That one?
Do you like ESPN?
Do you like ESPN?
Yeah. That's my answer to that. And then they have to go, what do you like? And he's like, oh, do you? Yeah. That's it. Like, ask me a fucking question, bitch. Like, enough with this fucking this interrogation shit. That's what it feels like in interrogation.
I feel like the first question isn't bad. Do you like ESPN? That doesn't seem bad.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said
that seems like when I'm asking questions to my straight friends, and then I go, why do all my questions sound like I'm in middle school? That's what that sounds like to me.
No, it doesn't.
Do you like
because
ESPN?
It depends on the context and the it's like the setup to it.
I just meant that specific question. Like no, if a guy asked me, do you like ESPN? It'd be like, yeah. Like whatever about it, because I don't like men.
But see, that's what I'm saying is like they would have to see it and then ask.
Sure.
Or if you like another one would be like if they were like, what do you do for a living? And you're like, oh, I'm a creator, and they're like, of course you are.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Okay.
That's negging.
I see.
And then you're like, what does that mean? Like that's how I answer that.
Yeah.
Of course you are. And I'll either don't say anything at all and just look away. Mm-hmm. Or I go, what does that mean? It's just like course you are. And that's when I go, again, what does that mean? Like I'm like, answer the fucking question, bitch.
Sure.
Okay. Because it's not an interview. That's what it feels like. And that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not auditioning for the role. You know what I'm saying?
Some of us are. We shouldn't be, guys.
Bring back human conversation.
I feel that.
The art of human conversation.
So obviously we told you at the beginning of this episode that we have gardened. This was Drew's idea. These are probably your favorite episodes, are they not? Some of.
I would say one of them, yeah. I would say they're top three.
I feel that.
In terms of series. I just think it kind of opens it up. It opens up the floor a little bit more for silly.
I have a very hard time being high on camera, if you guys couldn't tell, and I'm working on it. Sorry, team. Okay.
So, and I offered to not do this, by the way.
No, I just thought maybe I could do it because my tolerance is better. And it is, but I just like, I have to get, I'll be okay. I'm an adult.
You will be okay. That's why you need glasses or something, bro. I told you. It's
you think
like
I'm overstimulated.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like this is literally the metaphorical blanket on my crate.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm allowed, I am safe because the blanket's on my crate.
Next episode, I'll wear one. So we have some questions from our Patreoners.
Nice.
This first one's from Jay. They asked, if you were in a Freaky Friday movie, who would you switch with and what would be the thing to switch y'all back / break the curse? It can't be family or pets.
Okay, T.
I would switch with Glenn Powell.
It's so funny you say that because I was going to pick a white guy too. That's so funny you say that.
I pick Glenn Powell. I want to see what that life is like. What's going
fuck
on?
Fuck it. I'm going to pick Jacob Elordi.
Yeah.
Go. I'm going to go down swinging. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Wait, I'll be the little guy. I'll be Barry Keoghan. Then I change it. I want to be
that
him.
Little freak. That'd be crazy, bro.
I'm a B.O. I want to be him. Yeah. What would break the curse? One smooch on the lips. That would break the curse. For science.
Mine. What would break my curse?
With Jacob Elordi.
He'd have to transfer me $1 million.
$7 billion.
Direct deposit. I was like, just PayPal me.
Do you have PayPal or Zelle?
Yeah. I take Cash App, Zelle.
Venmo.
Bitcoin.
Dogecoin.
Right. I would. Yeah, no, I'd pick like a Jacob Elordi or something.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah.
Like a tall, famous white dude. Tall is rare, so
that's a good one.
I think that would be sick. Or like Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't know if I want to be Timothée Chalamet.
He seems like I would be like stressed out to be him. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I want to be him.
No, you pick Jacob Elordi. That's
yeah,
good.
I pick yeah. Jacob Elordi. That'd be so funny.
If you did have to pick a pet, who would you pick?
Who Squid. Would
you be? I would pick YB.
Yeah,
I'd pick or Squiddy. Maybe I would pick Henry so I could watch YB. Maybe I would think I would do that.
I would pick Squiddy so I could like, be the leader of me and Toons.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd paint the town red, me and Tuna.
Get up to something.
Yeah.
This next one's from Maddie. Also,
wait, I just thought of something.
Oh, go ahead.
What? This is like, have you ever seen that meme when they would be like, if I switched bodies with like Taylor Swift mm-hmm. for the day, I'd transfer myself mm-hmm. Like $5 billion, tweet a slur, yeah. and then delete all my accounts.
That's Squid to you.
And then just delete all my accounts.
That's funny.
That is so fucked up. Like if it was a Freaky Friday and I did that. That's so fucked up.
This next one's from Maddie, also a Patreoner. She asked, what are some public spaces that make you feel like you're living in a simulation? For example, the airport feels like a liminal space for me. I can't explain it.
Oh, interesting. The DMV feels like that.
Yeah, I feel like the grocery store feels like a simulation to me too when I go.
I feel like it's like if like the rare times I have to like mail a package.
Yeah.
I'm like,
the post office is a great one. Yeah,
like, you guys don't work here.
No, this is a game. We're all playing games on my iPad. This is an iPad game.
I could just push the set over. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. I feel like it's stuff like that, like stuff that's still around and has been for a very long time. So like mail or the train station.
City hall.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like shit like that doesn't feel real at all.
I feel that.
Especially when you're in there waiting. What was I going to say? There was another thing I was going to say just now about that. Oh, dang. My thoughts are running away from me. They can tell. I'm going to harness them and be so funny.
So powerful.
Yeah.
This next one's from Ren. They asked, what are your favorite munchies? Popcorn. As soon as I'm high, I'm popping a popcorn in the microwave and I'm having a blast. That's me a and good my question. Cats. My cats like to eat popcorn too. It's really cute.
That's a good question. I'm on a journey right now for a new snack.
I need a new snack. I agree.
I don't have a snack currently. Dude, you know what's so good and can be that new snack for me?
What?
Those fucking Drizzlicious things.
Oh, okay.
The rice cakes.
Yeah.
The cinnamon one. Ooh.
Are the birthday cake ones good too?
Yeah, those are good too. Billy didn't really care for them, but I really liked them.
Oh, no one cares what he likes, so that's weird you would
the
say
the s'mores
that.
Ones were okay. They taste like just chocolate, really, but they're still good. And the salted caramel ones are the only ones we have left, and I don't care for those.
Okay.
But I saw that they have a churro one, and I was like, ooh, gotta try her.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I posted a picture of the cinnamon ones in one of my dumps, and Zachariah DM'd me, and he sent me my own picture, and he said, I literally bought these because you posted about them, and these are the best fucking snack I've ever had. And he's like, you really ate with this one. And I said, dude, they're so fucking good.
That's funny.
And I told him, you gotta try the other flavors. There's a ton.
Yeah.
But they're so good. So honestly, I'll give it to Drizzlicious right now. That can be my new snack.
Dude,
and
the first time I ever had those was when Drew did the Minion episode with Caleb at his studio.
Yeah,
they, you know what's funny, me and Alex, they were like, "Do you guys want snacks?" We're like, "Oh no."
Yeah.
And the girl said, "These are so good," and gave us some.
You know what's funny is Billy remembered that.
Yeah.
He was like, "Oh, those are the snacks that Jason and Alex kept talking about that one time, but I don't remember where you guys came from." And I was like, "Oh, that was from Caleb's episode." Mm-hmm. And after we got home from the Cheesecake Factory.
Yes.
We all went to the Cheesecake Factory and had a grand old time.
We did. It was really fun. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
That was really fun.
Popped like 6 lactates with my sister Alex. Yeah. As one should.
For real.
Okay, so now we're moving over to some quiet questions we got from everybody else that's not in the Patreon. So this first one's from Jordana, and she asked, if you were to host any kind of TV show, what would you choose? I'd personally like to host a show like The Great British Bake Off, or even Fuckboy Island, like Abby Chatfield. I don't know who that is, but that's fun.
I know who that is.
Oh, okay.
Well, first of all, bitch stole my swag with Great British Baking Show. Obviously, that would be my first choice. Mm-hmm. I think I don't really relish in the idea of hosting like anything like a Love Island or anything like that. And if I can be so for real with y'all for a second, I have been offered stuff like that. I'm just like, I'm good. Mm. that's not really something. And because then sometimes I think they're like, oh, you can make fun of the fuck boys. And I go, that's not my job, though. Like, they're not standing there giving them a good old razz. They're like, today you're going to be competing in a wet t-shirt contest.
No, and you're like, and Timmy, will you please let everyone know your choice before you go inside the villa?
Right, exactly. Now, if you made me like Andy Cohen, is that that is it,
Andy
right?
Cohen, okay, yeah. Andy That's Cohen. Why I was laughing. I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing because I didn't even remember. Go.
Andy Cohen.
Yes.
Now, if you put me in an Andy Cohen situation where I am there and I'm facilitating drama.
I'm there to antagonize, yeah.
Yeah, and I get to also antagonize, but I don't have to be there for any of it.
No.
I think I would have maybe a good time doing that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say, but if I was going to not do Great British Baking Show, I would say I think I would kill on like an early season of like American Idol.
I was going to say I
like
want
to
do
the most unhinged versions.
And you know what's so funny is that me and Carrie were watching TV at my house the other day and she said, who the fuck is still going on that show? And I told her, well, don't talk too much about Eam Tonge.
Yeah, not too much on my brother.
He doesn't
on my
count.
Brother but from just, Eam Tonge.
Or maybe it was you. Someone was saying that like through, it used to be like they would have these shows so they can make fun of people. And like now that they are appreciating real talent, she goes, it's just not the same.
Yeah.
I was going to say that I want to host So You Think You Can Dance.
Early season.
So I can say it's doing a paso doble.
Like, for real. Cat Dealey core. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to do an American Idol like type situation where I like talk to them after they don't get to go to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, that sucks. How are you feeling? Not good.
Your back's to the camera the whole time. You're not even in frame.
Damn, that fucking sucks.
If you like flew all the way here, that sucks.
That fucking sucks. And they didn't give you a voucher? Did they validate your parking? They didn't validate mine. I think I would kill on something
but
like that.
But they're not mic'd. It's just you.
And
it's really embarrassing because I'm repeating everything you're saying to me directly into the microphone.
Directly into the microphone. Also, or, and I do not stand by this decision in any way, a judge on The Voice.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
In the chair.
We want the double chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the host. I don't want to be him. Carson Daly is who I was thinking of. You know, I was mixing Andy
Cohen
and Carson Daly.
Yeah.
No, Carson Daly.
They look so similar too. So
I know. I don't want to be Carson Daly. I want to be Blake
Shelton.
I almost said Schofield.
You're having a stroke. Hello?
I was going to say,
I want to be a judge on like Iron Chef or fucking Master Chef Junior. That's one of my, I used to watch that show all the time. No, because then I would cry and give everyone tens because I don't want anyone to go home. I want to eat the food, but I don't want to be good at it, like at making it, you know?
That's what I love about the thought of me being on a cooking show and then being like the fucking person who eats it.
You know, I don't like radishes, so I'm not eating that.
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm sure it's fire. It's just like, it looks gross, so I'm not going to eat it. Mm-hmm. So you get a zero from me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, nah.
I'm a texture guy. I don't like the, it's too much.
Yeah, I hate that.
I only want chicken fingers and mac and cheese.
Yeah, I was like, does anyone have any ketchup?
I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that will feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You know what I mean? Like, that's... If I'm going on, I'm going on... I guess, like, my thing is, like, I can't do it because I need to pull focus by being annoying.
Yeah.
Because I think being annoying like that is funny.
Yeah. I want to go on Chopped, but not as a chef, as a judge.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to cook anything of what they're making.
Yeah. Or I'm just always in the way in the kitchen. Oh, sorry.
Behind? I'm always behind you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Just everywhere. Right before they run to go grab something, I grab it first.
Right before they go run to the ice cream machine to fuck up their whole
night.
Or
like right before.
I'm gonna trip them.
Yeah. Right before they go to grab it, I go, oh.
No, it's fine.
No, it's. Well,
I touched it first.
And then I look at it and I'm like, nah.
You're off. Ew. Put it back.
Okay. That's why I said me just rummaging in there, like not adding anything of value.
This next one's from Tatum. She asked, how often do you guys garden? Every day.
Yeah.
And then the other question is, and how do you guys always maintain your nails? Because when I have nails, they always break or get loose.
I mean, I guess I'm just locked in.
I don't know. I think I'm just that girl or something. I don't know.
I guess I'm always showing up for my shift at the locked in factory and you guys haven't been here in weeks. I do break my nails or crack them or whatever. Nail glue. That's really it.
I rip it off and I just have one less nail.
And also too, like, Sometimes I think people think I'm kidding when I say, like, I have had long nails for, like, I would say...
Almost 10 years.
Yeah, like, I've had... Not, like, every fucking day forever, but, like, I have consistently had long nails for, like, almost 10 years, so I'm just used to it.
I was gonna say, I've been doing it for 3 years. Yeah. And I'm used to it. That's it.
Yeah. It's just like, it's practice. I tell people that all the time. They're like, how do you get anything done the same way you do?
These are also not natural nails. These are gel X.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people try to grow out their, when you grow your natural nails, like those ones will break a lot easier.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're, I don't feel like about that, but.
And I just like, again, like the length is not for everyone. To be quite honest with you, this is probably the longest I would ever go. Like in my everyday life.
Like Cardi B and like Lorella do way longer ones.
Well, and they've even talked about how like it is like a fashion statement at one point. Like at a certain point, it's like it truly is unlivable. Like you can't really get a lot done, but that's not the point. They're also in a, they're probably a far more well-practiced too and can do a lot of things. Like even like Adam Ryoke has the longest nails and he can do lots of stuff. So
you just get used to it.
Yeah. It's like, it's almost like now I have like phantom limb when I don't have them on.
Yeah. When I take them off, they feel weird.
Yeah. Like when I itch my face, I have to like go all the way to my face.
I do that all the time. Yeah.
But yeah, the other day I was telling Billy, I'm like, because I've started taking my nails off like a couple days before I get them done. Turns out they last longer when you do that. Who would have thought?
Who'd have thunk?
Right. But I was telling him it's probably good that I'm doing that now because I'm almost like Pavloving myself into remembering what my real nails look like. Because if I start like booking acting jobs, like I can't have long nails. I mean, maybe for some I could, but like I would err on the side of like no nails at all or like a regular manicure. So like that's why I was like, it's good that I'm getting used to seeing my hands bare again because who knows how that would feel.
No,
I was like, they're going to give me some little fuck ass almond nail. I just know it.
Just forget it.
Oh God.
Would you rather have almond or squoval?
Almond, obviously.
Then squoval or oval, not squoval.
Oval?
Yeah.
Which one is that?
An oval nail.
I hate round nails.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I hate them. I just think they're never as complimentary to me as ones with straighter edges.
Sure.
Like, I just don't like a round nail.
Like the point.
Yeah.
I feel
you need like a something. But in mi opinión, do what you gotta do. But yeah, I just know. I was like, so this is good practice for me to start remembering what my bare hands look like because sometimes I'm like, ew. Like my hands. I just get so bored. That's why.
Oh, okay.
I love my nails. That's why.
Okay, this next one is from Kat. She asked, for someone who is new to gardening, what activities do you recommend?
Start slow. Watch something funny. That's like the best place to start.
Yeah.
A good snack and put on something funny. And
have like a big glass of water. I'm always so fucking thirsty when I'm smoking.
Yeah, a fun drink too, or like a soda or something like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's awesome. I would say like that. It's honestly, I forget who I saw. I feel like someone has made this joke, but they've said like, it sucks because obviously weed is not like an addictive drug in the same way that like other drugs are, obviously. And it's like a very helpful drug in a lot of ways. And they were like basically saying that it sucks that everything is so much more fun when you're high. It's like every experience you could possibly think of is like so much more fun because it's almost like it, all it does for me is like, other than relax me, it relaxes me because it erases all of my anxiety and worry. It like literally like takes that shit out of my brain. And then I feel like, wow, I could just enjoy things. And that's why I think, like, I don't think that, I mean, I'm sure some people get the munchies, like they get hungry. I think it just makes food taste so awesome because you're so present when you're eating it.
I was gonna say it's that, but for me, it's like, oh, my anxiety makes me sick, like nauseous.
Yeah.
So it clears all that. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm hungry.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why I said it's like what it's really doing is not making you hungry. It's like grounding you in reality and you have no worries or fears and so you're just being which is
like I'm not
hungry.
Thinking about calories or any like
yeah
like,
it's just
like that,
it's
yeah.
just the only thing you're feeling is hungry and you're feeding it, and that makes you happy.
Well, and you guys, my stomach stopped hurting just like I knew it would from my pain. Shout out to Plug and Play.
But that's yeah. why I think that it sucks that it makes everything better, and it's because it literally just erases my anxieties.
Mm. It turns so I can my brain down, yeah.
Yeah, and then I can be present, mm-hmm. even though it doesn't feel like I'm present mm-hmm. sometimes.
No, that's why I was on FaceTime with my friend the other day, and I told her I'm going to smoke while we're talking. And I was like, so if I'm like slower to process what you're saying, it's because I'm processing what you're saying and then trying to think of what I'm going to say. And sometimes people think I'm being rude. I go, no, I'm listening to you. I'm trying to think, what do I want to say next?
No, we've had like, even just talking about stuff is fun when you're high.
Yeah. That was like, every night on the bus on tour was that.
No, deadass. And also like every sleepover we've had with Brittany.
Yeah.
We've just been so high and talking for hours. Mm-hmm. And like, we've literally laughed so hard, we've cried, and Dayson threw up so hard. So, threw up once from laughing so hard.
Tell them what she said, though.
They've already heard it.
Yeah, where she was talking about how someone smells like when you wipe your butt with a wipe and you just throw it in the trash can.
And then you keep smelling it.
When you go to the
That made us laugh so hard that I cried and Dayson threw up.
And it made my stomach start hurting, and then everyone went to bed and I had to go throw up. It upset my stomach. That fucking joke. I forgot about that, so you told me that the other day. Like, pissed me off.
It was so bad. Like,
pissed me off.
That's why I said anything is awesome when you're doing that. It's so fun. Like, everything is so fun.
Pissed me off.
And it's purely because it allows you to be in the moment. Oh, what a beautiful thing. Wish I could do it naturally.
This is the last question we're going to do for this episode. This was from Georgia. She said, or asked, have either of you had a paranormal or spooky experience that scared you?
Not one that scared me.
No,
any paranormal experience I've had has been really warm and loving. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because it's been an ancestor or a friend or a loved one visiting me, and they've been very real.
Yeah.
So like, thankfully, no paranormal experience I've ever had.
When we were in Pennsylvania, I was like obviously going through it mentally and emotionally.
Yeah.
And the light kept flickering in my room. And then I said, I know, thank you. And then it stopped. So it was like my angel telling me they're watching me.
And that you're going to be okay.
Even though I did not feel like I was going to be okay.
But you were okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? I said, I know, I'm okay. And then I fell asleep.
Look at that. See? Mm-hmm.
Anytime the lights flicker in my room, I just go, hey, girl. I don't know who's there.
Gotta me too.
Welcome in with good energy.
Yeah. One time I felt like that recently when I got out of the shower, and I was like, I was pretty high too, but like I had just gotten out of the shower and I was like doing skincare in the mm-hmm. mirror. And I felt like the lights kept flickering, and they never really flicker in my bathroom ever.
Yeah.
And then when they flickered again, like, because at first I was like, oh, maybe I just saw something because I'm feeling high.
Yeah.
But then when it flickered for real, I was like, right. And I like didn't say anything, but I just looked around, and then I like truly, I really genuinely felt, I was like, oh, it's good. There's nothing bad here.
Mm-hmm.
And then it stopped flickering. And I was like, okay. Like I just like kept going about my business.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and I did sage my house too with spray.
Yeah, we got a smudge spray.
We got a smudge spray
made by an indigenous company when we were in Vancouver.
Yes.
And that was the first thing I did when I came home. And then every time, honestly, we should be traveling with that. Every time we go to hotels, just sage the smudge the room really fast.
That's actually a really good idea. I'm going to do that.
And then all my crystals, I smudge them before I put them out and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I was feeling it, and then I was like, oh, it's good. Mm-hmm. It's not bad. Okay.
Of course.
Exactly. Period. So every experience I've had has been positive, thankfully.
But that's, what did you say?
I said, and knock on wood.
Knock on wood. And knock on wood. I was gonna say that's gonna do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you get Drew's book. Make sure you sign up for the Patreon, because we always have fun cutie stuff going on there. But other than that, we love you and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.